Is this seat taken? A smooth, masculine voice spoke above her head. Lauren looked up and right into the eyes of her Mr. Fantasy Man. How did he... Why was he... She looked between him and the magical empty bar stool next to her. No. No one's sitting there. Great. The stool screeched across the floor as he pulled it back to sit down next to her. Right next to her. So close, she could feel his body heat on her side. She closed her eyes and tried to calm the dancing, swirling butterflies in her stomach. Do you come here often? Great. Just great. Mr. Hotness sits next to me, and I do my lounge lizard impersonation?
No, not really. I can't ski worth a damn. I'm Jamie, by the way.
He held his hand out to her. Nice to meet you, Jamie. She shook his hand and enjoyed its firm, work-roughened feel. She could easily imagine it spanking her bare bottom as she lay bent over his knees, her thighs clenched at the thought.
And your name is?
She flinched, torn out of her naughty daydream. Lauren Vaughn.
Nice to meet you, Lauren.
She nodded and looked down at her drink. God, she was such a spaz.
Can I have my hand back now?
She jerked her hand away as if she'd been burned. Lord knew her cheeks were. Sorry. His lips quirked.
No problem. So, do you come here often?
His eyes danced with mischief. She snorted, then covered her face with her hands in abject embarrassment. Lord, take me now. She did not just snort in front of him.
Is that a no?
She nodded, then shook her head. Her fantasy man was hitting on her, and she couldn't form a coherent sentence. She concentrated on taking deep breaths and tried to get her pounding heartbeat under control. She could do this. She wanted to do this. Her voice came out as a croak. No. I'm a local, but I don't ski. At all, really.
So what brings you to Mount Charleston, then? It is the ski getaway for Vegas, after all.
I'm here for a bachelor party. His gaze shot to her left hand.
But not yours.
She snorted a second time. Hardly.
That's good news.
If she'd had any doubt about his interest, she didn't any longer. She took a bracing sip of her drink and tried to keep her excitement from showing all over her face.
A local, huh? I haven't seen you around the cave.
The cave was the hottest BDSM club in Vegas, but it was a locals-only underground club. Attendance was by invitation only, and Lord knew she didn't hang out in those circles. She just dreamt and fantasized about them.